Two young filmmakers have spent the last year profiling 53 people, from felons to their mothers to the new mayor, about crime in the city and how it affects us all.
Whatever we think about it, about 90% of those who are currently incarcerated in Virginia will be coming home one day.
Lance Warren is co-director, along with Hannah Ayers.
The criminal justice landscape is hard to see. We realized that we really needed to put a human face to it, to collect perspectives and stories from people who are inside it. And that's not only people who are incarcerated, but also people who are working in it, who are advocating against it or for it, and have a platform for those people to share their perspectives, which more often than not are more common than we might imagine.
They'll be returning to communities in Richmond and across the Commonwealth. And so we owe it to them, but you might say, if you're just going to, you know, think very pragmatically about it, we owe it to ourselves to make sure that they're prepared, that they have, whether it's the counseling they need, the job training they need, for those who are interested in chaplaincy services, that they have those opportunities, and that they have opportunities throughout their incarceration to keep connected with their families and their communities, because we know that those who do have a much, much lower rate of recidivism.
This is a special moment where there are people in positions of power who are open to trying new things and trying reforms.
One of the members in the exhibit, Richmond's new mayor, LeVar Stoney.
I remember recall a story of a gentleman telling me, you know what, I appreciate you coming over here preaching the restoration of my civil rights, but when I leave my incarceration, there's a good chance that in 6 weeks or 6 months, I'm going to end up right back here because I don't have a job. And we talk a lot of support service about support services around former offenders, but the number one support service you can give anyone is their dignity and a job.
Stoney and 52 others are profiled in Richmond Justice that opens Friday night at the University of Richmond's Wilton Gallery downtown.
As filmmakers who are committed to social justice, we're always looking for the best way to reach people and to show people's common humanity.
Richmond Justice, in a sense, was an art project. It was an effort to go out into the community, gather stories, take pictures of people. But we never wanted it to only be valued for its aesthetics. We want it to matter. And I think a big way that it can matter is when we listen to these stories, when we read them, when we think about them, and then we take that really crucial next step in compassion and say, okay, what am I going to do about this?
Charles Fishburne, WCVE News.